Now, your letters. But first, two corrections. We aired a commentary this week about antique appraisal shows on television, and we got our appraisal wrong of the age of the TV program Antiques Roadshow. We said PBS first introduced it in 1979. Actually, it wasn't until 1997 that the network launched the American version of the British show.
Also in our story Wednesday about Unity Healthcare, we said many patients there receive Medicare. We should have said Medicaid. And now to your letters.
Several of you wrote to us about our story yesterday by Alicia Martinez. Alicia is a young woman who was born here in the United States, but her parents and older sister came here illegally from Mexico. She talked about how stressful her family situation is. Ann Davison of Palm Springs, California writes this: I am appalled that NPR has gotten on the bandwagon of not-so-subliminal pity, hidden agenda support for illegal aliens. Ms. Martinez's story is sad, yes. However, her family is not undocumented. They are illegal. And by using a child's perspective, what was NPR thinking? Joanne Lee Frank from Clearwater, Florida, was more sympathetic. She writes, until I heard 16-year-old Alicia Martinez speak of her family dilemma, I never realized the tremendous pressure that's put on the children of illegal parents in hopes that their grades will be good enough to get them into college. Martinez is wise beyond her years.
66 WNBC.
That's from our Summer Sound series, the sounds of top 40 AM radio stations. For Duffy Johnson of Albuquerque, New Mexico, it brought back memories from 1971. He and his sister had just moved to rural Northern California. Johnson writes this: I was younger, only 8, but she was a teen, and the adjustment for her was much more difficult. I remember her first bit of comfort being the discovery of 610 KFRC AM in San Francisco. KFRC's sunny top 40 format was like a salve to her soul.
You can write to us by visiting NPR.org. Just click on Contact Us.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun.
This is All Things Considered.